This is true of first language acquisition as well. Okay, so just to summarize real quick before I go on and talk about something else, how are all the contexts of language acquisition the same? And I'm going to put adult SLA here to mean all of SLA, as well as foreign language instruction. They're both input dependent. They both show poverty of the stimulus situations that wind up looking very much like each other. And they're both impervious to direct and explicit outside influences. So in other words, there's something going on in our heads. We take to the task of language acquisition, stuff in our heads, that is independent of anything else. And that is the stronger of all the factors that affect what happens in the terms of the psycholinguistics of the situation. Okay, so why the difference? We all know, for example, that people wind up with accents. We all know people, when we hear them, we go, that person's not a native speaker, or that person's from France, or that person's from Italy. Well, we can't negate that there's a first language as an additional knowledge source. Okay, first language learner starts with, if you believe in universal grammar the way I do, it starts with that knowledge in the head, that language-specific stuff, okay, and that's it. A second language learner starts with that and a first language, okay? But that doesn't mean that at the core, that somehow alters processes or processing, okay? So first language acquisition and second language acquisition are fundamentally the same. They're only different in that the second language learner has an additional knowledge source. Okay, so as the L1 learner maps onto nothing, what the L2 learner does is map onto another system. But the mapping process is the same.